this evening's meeting to order. Dairy Township Board of Supervisors for November 12th, 2019. I would like to let everyone in attendance know that the board did meet an executive session at 5:30, and then after that held a public hearing at 6 o'clock on proposed ordinance number 718, the amendment of Chapter 185, subdivision and land development to be consistent with the township's revised tree ordinance. And then another public hearing at 6:10 p.m. on conditional use application number 2019-06 as filed by Oleg Babayev regarding the property 826 Reese Avenue. And then a third public hearing at 6:30 p.m. To review the conditional use application number 2019-07 as filed by Oleg Babayev regarding the property at 1446 East Chocolate Avenue. And the purpose of executive session, as always, was to discuss land, legal, and personnel matters. I'd like to call this meeting to order and also invite all of you now to join me in saying the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Mr. Christman, would you please do a roll call this evening?
Supervisor Weir.
Here.
Supervisor Zamuda.
Here.
Supervisor Corden?
Here.
Supervisor Engel?
Here.
And Supervisor Moyer?
Here.
Five present, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Christman. We're only laughing because we've had done the roll call now four times tonight, and we've actually accidentally answered on behalf of others, so that's why we were giggling at that. I wanted to also let everyone here know that all public sessions of the Township of Derry Board of Supervisors are recorded for the purpose of creating accurate minutes, and as always, our speakers are asked to limit their comments to 3 minutes or less. And for those of you who haven't been here in a while, just as a little device to help you sort of self-regulate when you're up at the podium, when you stand up to talk, I'll turn it to green. When you've got a minute left, I'll turn it to yellow. And when your time's up, I respectfully ask that you wrap up your comments and we'll turn it to red. That's just so that you have a better sense of what 3 minutes really is. So with that, I would invite anyone from the public to approach the podium and share your comments with the board this evening.
Hello, Mike Leonard. My wife and Diane and I own a property at 337 West Chocolate Avenue in the alley behind Rite Aid, also known as North First Street on the local maps. That alley runs parallel to Chocolate Avenue east to west and goes down to the old trolley building. I think there's still talk that something may be going in the trolley building there. Have some concerns about traffic and if that's being looked at. That alley, if you're going from Hummelstown toward Palmyra, has no stop signs. And many times, including yesterday morning, I've almost been T-boned by cars going about 30, 35 miles an hour. So I come down to Little Island beside Rite Aid. I would mirror up on the pole and I would see people coming for that reason. And that's before any business goes in there. According to the map, you have Orchard Road, which goes by Hershey Auto. It's labeled as a road that goes back to the trolley building. Down by Doc Walters, it is Dennis, it's called O Street. It's more just an alley between two buildings there. You go up further, you have N Street, which goes through Simmons Motel parking lot, which, again, they have people in there, and it's not really a through street. You come up to M Street, which is beside Rite Aid on Hummelstown side on the west side. Again, one lane, people turn in their left to go down, people coming up right, and you're back into your car sitting out on Chocolate Avenue. I would assume Rite Aid's parking lot is private property. People come through there all the time, including me. They've never stopped me yet. And then that brings up the next issue. At the end of that alley going toward the Duck Donut Shop, where DiCarlo's used to be, that alley went through there. It's a big pothole right now because people got through there. And Hershey Trust has posted signs there recently. When they bought the property and tore it down, I had a concern that that alley wasn't going to continue to go through there, give me a way to get in and out in case Rite Aid wasn't friendly anymore. But Hershey Trust has posted no trespassing sign there. You can't pull through there anymore. I guess my question would be, has that land been deeded back to them, that little alley cut off? Or why is that trespassing sign there also? So I just wanted to lay the concern out. I run a business out of there. We rent Mike Leonard's plumbing rents from Mike and Diane Leonard. And that's a busy place anyway. Hershey Auto runs their cars down there. And no one's drinking and driving down there yet that I know of. And I don't care what you say about a distillery. Eventually, someone's going to have a couple of them. So I'm hoping that's all being taken into consideration as that's being looked at back there.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate that.
How do I find out about the no trespassing sign?
I was going to suggest.
Trust?
Mike, if you give me a call tomorrow or stop in,
okay.
I think I can answer maybe 70% of your questions.
Super. Thank you very much.
I think between Chuck and our police department, it's something that they have looked at and will continue to look at. I appreciate you bringing that forward to us tonight.
Thank you very much.
Chuck, can you share that with us, the board? Can you share the discussion with the board? Because I think we'd all like to.
Happy to.
It is a good point, though. I mean, it's hard to maneuver back there now, and with additional businesses, it could be more difficult.
And did I mention there's no stop signs going from home? Okay. There is one at Simmons going from Palmyra to Homestown, but there's none going the other way. People just come. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else have any comments this evening? There is a second session of public comment at the end if you decide you want to share something later.
Jonathan Chris, 226 West Chocolate Avenue, and this concerns my property at 226 West Chocolate. I received in the mail weeks ago a letter from HRG talking about what they call the Route 422 streetscape improvements. I really wasn't familiar with it. Somehow I had missed when things were being planned. I didn't understand what that was about, and on my investigation, I am a bit stupefied, and again, put this under the category of poor spending choices by the township. Just by back up on my property, about 10, 12 years ago, the sewer line collapsed, and I redid the sewer line out from the street. And because we did such a damage to the sidewalk, I took it under myself to completely redo all the sidewalks of my property. And we did them extra wide, and we did them extra wide out to the street. We put a little pizzazz sand in them, and they are gorgeous. I spent $7,000 on the sidewalks in front of my property, only to learn that you're going to tear them all up because they're only not 8 feet wide. And I just go, why? It is obvious to me that this board has bought and drunk the yuppie Kool-Aid, which has been peddled by UDA. I mean, they peddle it under the brand of New Urbanism, which is walkable downtown and sometimes called a traditional neighborhood development. But TND is traditional neighborhood, is really only for new construction. And we'll get to that in 2 weeks when we talk about my objections to the new zoning ordinance. But I spent $7,000 of my own money trying to put nicest sidewalks I could in the thing. And you're going to tear them up? Why? Why do we need 8-foot sidewalks in downtown Hershey? Talk about a waste of money. We got three problems in this township: traffic, undersized roads, and more traffic coming. And 98% of the tourists come in cars. Every household in this township that has a licensed driver has a vehicle for that licensed driver. Our problems are traffic. We should be spending that money widening roads, particularly 743 and the Humblestown Middletown Road. This whole thing of downtown Hershey, the whole style and status of what you think that is. It isn't. You know, get over it. It's a downtown road in a tourist town which has a Chipotle, a Days Inn, and a beef jerky outlet. You got that in every town. It's nothing special with Chocolate Avenue. Give it up. Spend the money where it needs to be, including the money that you're going to waste on the 35 millimeter competition pool.
Mr. Chris, I'm sorry. Sorry. Sorry, Mr. Chrisman and Mr. Chris. I think I was busy thinking about the comments that were made and inadvertently chose the wrong last name. And I guess I would offer, although this isn't time to debate, but I think Chocolate Avenue and all of our communities are pretty darn special. And all of those recommendations that were made date back to 2014 with our downtown plan. It's nothing new, and it's not just for pedestrians. It's to give us a sense of place in our downtown, and it's something that's been planned out and thought of for many, many years. And I am sorry that you had that inconvenience of already having major sidewalks that size, but it is part of the larger plan of helping to improve our downtown, not just for the tourists that you mentioned, but for all of us who live here. Anyone else have any comments this evening? Again, there'll be another session of public comment a little later this evening. Let's move on to the next item on our agenda, which is the adoption of Board of Supervisor meeting minutes from October 22nd. Do I have a motion to approve those meetings, minutes?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Samuda.
I'll second.
Seconded by Mr. Weir. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye, and that motion carries. Next item on the agenda, new business, item A1 through 3, adoption of ordinance number 718, which would amend chapter 185, subdivision and land development of the Code of the Township of Derry as necessary to be consistent with the township's revised tree ordinance, chapter 201. Mr. Hammer.
As you've already mentioned, we had a hearing just seems like moments ago on this item. So this is an amendment to the subdivision and land development ordinance that will keep it in sync with our new street tree ordinance, which was adopted in October. This ordinance amendment has been recommended by the Township Planning Commission and by the Dauphin County Planning Commission. What it does is it will refer, when trees are required along streets, it will refer the applicant or the person that's working under the subdivision and land development ordinance to our street tree ordinance, which is chapter 201. The only slightly new thing within this legislation is that previously we only required new street trees on new streets. This new legislation will allow us to fill gaps in existing street trees if they aren't on the dimensional pattern that they're supposed to be. So if a tree's been lost to disease, this will give us an opportunity when somebody is processing a land development plan to regain that tree. So with that, I would ask that the board adopt ordinance 718.
Any questions from the board? Hearing none, do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Weir. I'll second that motion. All those in favor?
Aye.
And that motion carries. Next item on the agenda, B1 through 7, waiver from filing a land development plan as requested by Hershey Square 2014 LP regarding redevelopment of the Hershey Square Shopping Center. Mr. Herman?
So, over the last few years, we've seen a couple waivers of subdivision and land development plans. And actually, we saw one at the center before. However, this particular request is seeking a waiver of Section 185-5A and Section 185-5B of the Derry Township Subdivision and Land Development Ordinance. So to put things in, well, first of all, the property itself is Hershey Square Shopping Center, which is bounded by May Avenue, Hershey Park Drive, and 422, and Site Town. Takes about 28.09 acres. It's in the general commercial zoning district and contains an existing commercial center. To put things into perspective, a land development plan is required if an applicant adds more than 2,500 square feet of new commercial area to an existing building, or if they put a second commercial building on a property. In this case, this particular proposal would trigger the second adding a commercial building on the property. And that would be this building in the bottom left corner. However, in this case, we did have a recent land development plan for the Five Guys, where we looked at sidewalk and traffic, and we actually received a fee in lieu of sidewalk, if you recall. It substantially helps fill some gaps elsewhere in the township. But again, in this particular case, they're looking at demolition of 4,464 square feet of a area to accommodate loading docks here in the back of what was Kmart. They are looking at demolition of 2,400 square feet, I'm sorry, 3,720 square feet in the area of the old Kmart garden shop. In that case, they're going to replace it with 3,520 square foot addition. And then they're looking at constructing a 2,400 square foot new fast food service building. I don't know the flavor. However, the net result will be a 2,264 square foot reduction in commercial area at the center. So I am supportive of this waiver of land development plan because we're netting out less commercial area. And because of the recent activities that happened up here, that we've already looked at stormwater, the stormwater addition or the additional impervious area, and this is less than a hundredth of a percent as proposed by this sketch. And if there is a stormwater trigger, that is a freestanding ordinance, so we would still get stormwater design if indeed we hit that trigger. As I said, traffic and sidewalks were already looked at the center most recently, and we have a pretty decent overall plan. Previously, there was some relief granted by the Zoning Hearing Board related to parking. If indeed they trip over the right numbers, they would revisit the Zoning Hearing Board. But again, I don't know that warrants a land development plan in this case. Finally, you know, the thing that we really look at on land developments are traffics. And this applicant is pursuing an off-ramp off of 422 directly into the center. PennDOT is not embracing that. I think our transportation committee does embrace it. I think we would like to see that. As a matter of fact, Holly Evans did contact me today asking if the township would be supportive with PennDOT with them on that proposal. If indeed that moves forward, they'd be studying six intersections as part of that that improvement. So I don't really see what we're going to gain other than longer meetings by processing land development here. So I am recommending that the requested waiver be granted.
Anyone have any questions for Chuck?
Yeah, go ahead. Mark, go ahead, I'll go second.
What's PennDOT's concerns?
One of their concerns is the distance from the actual other off-ramp. They don't like having a lot of off-ramps on the highway. They had written I don't know if I'd call it a damning letter, but not at all supportive of what they were proposing to do. However, again, what's that?
I said lots of comments.
Lots of comments. However, again, you know, I think that as a township, one of the ways to fix traffic is to dilute it. And if you have people heading to this center, and they can get to the center without going around the hurt, that benefits everybody.
So do you think they're concerned about a backup off the ramp onto 422 and thereby creating a traffic impediment of some
possibly
sort?
But you know, when you even look at the ramp into Sam's Club, for instance, I don't think that that's much longer than what would be proposed here, and I can't think of any time that Sam's Club's backed onto 422.
Yeah, I mean, from an engineering standpoint, the devil would lie in the details in terms of the length of that off-ramp, and because that pertained directly to the potential backup for that. Mm-hmm. I can understand perhaps if it was an abrupt, you know, off-ramp, but if it's a elongated, gradual off-ramp, I don't see it depicted there, but...
No, it is not. It
yeah,
is not
here. But... I'm just curious about that. I guess the details would determine what that would be.
Grading-wise, we looked at it, again, in transportation, we looked at it, and it would fit very nicely.
Yeah,
so.
It seems to make sense, at least.
Yeah. On the surface. My concern is, and I think you've addressed this, is stormwater and traffic. And with this reduction in square footage, it appears that things are moving in the right direction from those two factors, I would hope. Did you envision it creating more actual vehicular traffic?
Well, we would hope for a revitalization of this center because nobody wants empty buildings. We're very fortunate that the present owners are taking upon themselves to bring in new tenants, you know, to subdivide. I think that's all good things. I think a little bit more traffic to that center is not a bad thing when you think what it was built to be.
Do you envision any downside from a impervious coverage / drainage standpoint?
No. And by the way, even if we would study traffic as part of the land development, we would really be only looking at the 2,400 square foot fast food restaurant for traffic. We wouldn't be looking at the other improvements made to the center. I mean,
why is that?
Because the focus, the part of this development that would require the land development would be the new building, not the modifications to the old building. Mm-hmm. Not unless they're adding more than 2,500 of new floor area to the old building. Would that trigger?
Aren't some of the parking requirements of the new uses different from the existing? And I'm specifically thinking of Planet Fitness.
They may be. So for a Planet Fitness, it's scripted in the zoning ordinance that they tell us what they need in the way of parking.
Yeah, right.
Because it's so hard to judge exercise and fitness centers.
Yeah.
And you know, again, I mentioned this before in public meetings. I think the businesses of today understand that they need the parking they need.
Yeah. Because I mean, I think it's likely that this will have more traffic than Kmart did.
We hope so.
I think we hope so.
Kmart
didn't work, and yeah. There's multiple uses, and fitness facilities are sort of a high traffic user.
Mm-hmm. So. Did you stop the question?
Yeah, Chuck. This has nothing to do with the LDP. I looked at the second drawing here, and when we had the pre-planning conference with these guys, they're looking at the drive-through behind Panera. I thought both parties came out of there with a dubious thought about the grade behind it. It was too steep.
No, we'll take a retaining wall.
So they're definitely going to do this? Or?
This is the sketch that was presented for the sake of
All right. For
the sake of this waiver request. Again, for the waiver request, yeah. the driveway of Panera didn't even need to be shown on this.
Yeah, I know. I just saw this and I was like,
I guess they have drive-throughs in Pittsburgh too, so
people have
come to overcome those slope issues.
All right, thanks.
Any other questions? Hearing none, do I have a motion to grant the waiver of Section 185-5 of the Derry Township Subdivision and Land Development Ordinance regarding the processing of a land development plan for the redevelopment of the Hershey Square Shopping Center?
So moved.
By Mr. Zanuda.
I'll second.
Seconded by Mr. Weir. All those in favor?
Aye.
And that motion carries. Next item on the agenda, authorization to sign a petition to amend the agreement of trust for the Hershey Library Endowment.
Thank you. So this year, when the Hershey Library Endowment Trust went to file their taxes, they found out that they no longer qualify as a 501c3 nonprofit organization on their own. So in consulting with some accountants and attorneys, we have decided to amend the agreement of trust to state that the Hershey Library Endowment Trust is a supporting organization of the Friends of Hershey Public Library, because the Friends are a eligible 501c3 nonprofit organization. And this will allow the Endowment Trust to maintain its charitable tax-exempt status. And so the attorney is just asking that we have approval from the Township Board of Supervisors to authorize the petition, which will be filed with the Attorney General's office, to amend the Agreement of Trust.
Let me chat with you briefly about this. You explained this doesn't in any way negatively impact the library.
No.
To the contrary, it ensures the future.
The mission of the Friends is to support the Hershey Public Library, and so they would be the pass-through organization or what is already happening anyway.
Yeah. Do you have any questions about this?
It's not a question, but a comment. The agenda item, should we make sure that it's spelled out correctly? This, in one part you have 501c3, and the second part you have 501c3c.
Oh, I wrote that wrong. Yeah.
Just so it's
sure.
When it's processed, so we.
Yeah, no, definitely.
So it's official.
We can change that. And basically, you're just looking for a motion to amend the agreement.
It's the Board of Supervisors reports the amendment.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So I'll make a motion to amend the trust agreement for the Hershey Library Endowment Trust.
Perfect.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Second by Mr. Moore. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And that motion carries. Thank you. Next item on the agenda, D1 through 3, authorization to advertise an ordinance amended the code of the Township of Derry, ordinance number 553, chapter 210, 210-24, stop intersections established by establishing a multi-way four-way stop sign controlled intersection at the intersection of Plum Street and Plum Street. Chief?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Traffic safety study was conducted after receiving residents' complaints about traffic volume and driver behavior at the uncontrolled intersection of Plum Street and Pete Street, which are two alleys in the Swear Station area. The study looked at traffic volume, traffic speed, and corner site distance values. Based off the data obtained and the applicable study guidelines, it has been determined that a multi-way stop is justified. Study data is retained as part of the traffic safety unit files. We're requesting the advertisement of this ordinance to bring up at a future meeting for implementation.
Questions, Chief?
Yeah, question. Chief, what's to stop other residents from coming in and asking for four-way stops?
So,
there's a lot of intersections that have two-way stops, and there's been a lot of complaints about traffic.
Right. Sorry, I just shut down.
Oh, okay, sorry about that. You have the sketch out there with the board packet.
Right.
So what we looked at in this case was when you're emerging from an alley onto a roadway, by Pennsylvania law, you're required to stop, even if there isn't a stop sign. This is one of the unusual ones where we actually have a four-way intersection at an alley. We do have some cases, the one that Mr. Leonard was talking about, where we have North First Street and some intersecting alleyways with it, that you have a T-intersection at those locations, but this was kind of unique that we actually have a four-way approach of two alleyways, and we looked at not only that, but the fact that we're getting extra volume of traffic through there. It's just not the residents. It's the factory workers at the Reese factory that are using it as a cut through. So it's increasing the traffic volume on it more so than normal. So we would have to take a look. It would be a case by case basis. Why are we looking at this intersection? What are we trying to accomplish? Are there certain criteria that we're looking at? Corner site distance. A lot of the alleyways, when they come and meet each other, if it's a T intersection, a lot of times you do have adequate site distance, corner site distance. This one, we have structures on at least two of the corners that if you're approaching from one way of the four-way intersection, you always have a site distance obstruction in one way. So there are certain things that we look at. I mean, we can be asked to take a look at an intersection. It's not always going to meet the criteria for an all-way stop or a two-way stop or a three-way stop. So, we're willing to look at some different intersections, but this was based off of certain criteria that was met and certain things that we were looking at as far as driver behavior and traffic volume.
And now that I look at it closer, I can see the blocking of buildings. I can think of a couple other intersections in town or a couple of T-squares that might qualify for this. But thanks for the explanation, appreciate it.
Chief, is the site distance the reason four-way instead of two-way stop is considered?
Yes, site distance and the reports that we're getting on driver behavior as far as the cut-through aspect of it, and people just kind of using it as a shortcut to get around the traffic that was stopped on Reese Avenue and going right down Plum Street over to Hockersville. So there were a couple things that we're looking at, but corner site distance is one of the main things that we looked at.
Anyone else have any questions? And do I have a motion to authorize the advertisement of the ordinance amending the code of the Township of Barrie ordinance regarding the stop signs at the intersection of Plum Street and Peach Street?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Engel. I'll second that. All those in favor?
Aye.
And that motion carries. Next item on the agenda, reduction of the performance security provided for the preliminary final subdivision land development plan for True Hotel 51295. Mr. Emmerich.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So originally, True Hotel posted with the township $654,999 in the form of a letter of credit. The supervisors did take action on August 13th, 2019 to release $579,982, resulting in the current balance of $75,017. HRG has performed an inspection and has provided a written recommendation that $3,629 is eligible for release. We will be retaining the $71,388 because it has been our policy to maintain 10% of the bond until the project's completed. I guess I'm recommending that the Board of Supervisors authorize the release of $3,629 from the performance security provided for Plat 1295, resulting in the new balance of $71,388.
I'll make a motion to approve the stated. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Zamuda. All those in favor?
Aye.
And that motion carries. Next item on our agenda, release of remaining balance of performance security provided for the stormwater management plan for 739 Fishburne Road. Back to you, Mr.
Chair. Thank you, Madam Chair. Performance security was originally supplied in the amount of $9,260. The board did release $7,550 on September 24th. The applicant has asked for the remainder to be released. HRG performed an inspection, has provided written recommendation that the release is warranted. Maintenance security is not required since there is no improvements within the public right-of-way. I am recommending that the Board of Supervisors authorize the release of the remaining balance of $1,710 of the cash performance security for the stormwater management plan at 739 Fishburne Road.
Questions? Hearing none, I'll make a motion to approve the stated. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Moyer. All those in favor?
Aye.
And that motion carries. And now we'll turn to board correspondence. We'll start with you, Mr. Buda.
Thank you. As you know, where Londonderry Township is going to be building some warehouses out there, part of the area. Derry Township is limited in our actions, what we can do to mitigate issues that are going to occur on Middletown Road, which we're pretty much in agreement that that will happen. What I'd like to propose is that we send a letter to Londonderry Township, essentially putting our chip in and stating that we would like some relief or help in relief on what's going to be happening on Middletown Road. And I think we can send that off to Mr. Chrisman and ask him to pen a letter. Of course, we'll have to take a look at it, make sure it's who it works for us. Anybody want to discuss it? Anybody have any objections?
Is that, Mr. Chrisman, is that something we would need to take a vote on, or is this not something that needs to be voted on?
We can certainly bring it back for discussion if the board so chose to do so. I don't think it's necessary, but I mean, if the board tonight, you know, sees fit that you want us to send a letter in objection to the development that's going on, or as Supervisor Moore said, try to get something on the record that we're looking for some help or some improvements in the corridor. You know, that's certainly acceptable. We can do that tonight. That doesn't need to come back before you, but.
And it's not something we have to offer us anyway, because I'm thinking it's something we'd want to discuss.
Well, and also, I don't know anything about that development. It seems like a little bit of a shot in the dark.
Sure.
It's possible that it may be better, if we want to send a letter, it might be better to go to PennDOT. I mean, is there an HOP involved with that project? And if so, PennDOT would be a better place to send a letter because they have jurisdiction over Middletown Road, whereas that's just an example of the fact that we don't really know that development, so just sending the township a letter may not be the worst paper it's written on.
Yeah. Well, and I know, so you and I discussed this, and I tend to agree. I don't know that anything is going to come of it, but I think it's a good idea to establish our position, whether it goes to the developer, Londonderry Township, or PennDOT.
I think the letter is a good idea in theory, the importance will be laid out in detail as to what exactly we'll be asking for or acknowledging. I think it's almost seems like a spirit of cooperation type
right. Letter,
a desire for spirit of cooperation. But I think it's something that we perhaps ought to talk about in a little bit more detail as to what exactly we want to ask for based upon our acquisition of information to include PennDOT's involvement in this as well.
Yeah, and what is the, do you know what the timing of the project is?
No, I don't know.
You know, and I don't know if Jonathan, Chris probably tracks this, but there's a, did I just see there's another warehouse project being proposed on 322 where the Wegmans have been talking about? I mean, there's another example of having an impact to the area in Middletown Road, so.
We're definitely being sandwiched.
Yeah, exactly, and that's what I'm trying to get at. We're essentially powerless to do anything unless we get some cooperation from the other townships.
I'm sure we're not the only township to go through this, so there's got to be a way to approach this. Lauren, do you have something to add?
Yeah, I just wanted to note that as part of the Greater Hershey Regional Transportation Study, that does involve a collaborative effort with Londonderry Township, and there are several developments that are proposed in Londonderry Township that HRG is incorporating into their analysis and recommendations to be included in that plan. So,
if that is not being included, shouldn't it be included?
One development that I'm looking at here is located on Middletown Road, just south of the interchange with 283. Is that the one you're referring to?
But this is different than what's been, there's been, I can't think of the name of it.
This is the Lytle Farms area?
It's not Lytle, it's
past that.
It's past that down towards Saturday's Market.
And they've been talking to DTMA for 10 years about possible development there. This is the same site and it's much larger.
Yeah. Lauren, I think I asked you whether that was part of it. I think you said that you weren't sure whether it was or not. You think so?
They have a, there's another one here on the south side of 283, between 283 and 230.
Yes.
Included. It includes 1.5 million square foot high cube warehousing is what was projected.
And that's near the Loves?
No.
Is it?
It's just east of the Toll House Road interchange.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Jonathan's requesting me to speak.
I know. This isn't time for public comment.
So we received information from HRG from the last committee meeting for that plan that we'll be uploading to the website that does include the information specific to the areas in Londonderry Township that were included in HRG's analysis, if that's helpful.
And I know what you have to say is germane, but if we could just hold on just to keep order and finish up our reports.
I can answer a lot of those questions. I have the documents here and was going to bring them up at the next public comment before we close tonight.
If the board wants to hear from him now, as long as
it's because I know Jonathan is tracking this, and we're not really, I would kind of like to know more of you.
All right, let me, I'm a pilot.
My concern is that we make sure that if we're going to take this step down that road, we do so in an organized, comprehensive fashion with all the information. Right.
And despite even what you're going to add, obviously, I think with Lawrence, Alvin, and Chuck, and Matt, the Transportation Committee, and Mr. Chrisman, I think we can try to develop a little bit of a strategy about
approach.
What kind of input, if any, we can actually have on this.
Right. So can I just ask, is there information that you feel we should know?
Yes. All right.
And could you explain in what capacity you have this information that how you
As I understand it, this coming Monday, the 18th, the Board of Supervisors of Londonderry Township will vote to approve the first of three warehouses. There are three of these warehouses to go in. One is going where the Lytle Farms is. One is going, the middle one is the Saturday's Market. That's the first one they're going to start construction. The third one is going to go over behind Ed's Landscaping, which is the piece of property which borders Londonderry, almost goes into E-Town. And they're going to come off that one and go up 743 for the traffic for that one. But the one that's currently under vote this coming Monday is the $1.2 million, which used to be called the Schoolhouse or School Heights Development when it was going to be residential before it became commercial. I have a map of what they're going to do, and I was going to give it out. Here's one for the chief.
Who's praying?
Here's what this is, and here's why this is the problem. I'm a pilot, which means I fly in and out of here twice a month down to Florida. The problem with Southern Londonderry Township is that it's a peninsula, just like the whole state of Florida. And when you're talking about a peninsula going into Florida, you're limited going north and south in. Just as you are limited going north and south out of this. There is essentially only one way in and one way out of this warehouse. You may have one.
Thank you.
You may have one.
Thank you.
And this is where it's going to go. The truck traffic is going to come out of the warehouse where I ordered. They're going to get on Toll House Road, go up one exit to what is called Vine Street, KKA, the Middletown Hummelstown Road, and go up the Hummelstown. It's the only north-south access they got to this, basically, which is where 90% of that north-south traffic is going to go. The truck traffic will then get on Hershey Park Drive, go up Route 39, and hit 78, going to Allentown, 81, going north. Well, that's how it's got to go. There's one way in and one way out. Why? Because of the Pennsylvania Turnpike. It's a natural barrier, just as the railroad tracks are a barrier in downtown Hershey. You got to get over it. There's only limited block. And that's where that traffic is all going to go. When I was at the Planning Commission for this a couple weeks ago down in Londonderry Township, they specifically asked me, what did I think we, and I was representing some of the property owners in Stone Creek, what did we want? And I said, well, we want to see Hummelstown Middletown Road be widened to four lanes. And the fellow, I believe he was the township manager of Londonderry Township, responded, well, we did that. Several years ago, we widened, had foresight enough to widen Hummelstown Mills Road in our township to four, and that's where it does go to four lanes for the half a mile into Sid Londonderry Township. He says, you should be going back and talking to the supervisors of Derry Township because they were too cheap to do it when we did it. And we suggested it to them a long time ago. And so, you're talking to the wrong people. I just want you to know what the other townships are saying about you people. You go see the supervisors of Derry Township. They're the ones who should have been widened. They were just too cheap to do it when we did it in our section.
Is there anything else that you wanted to share this evening? Because otherwise, I think what we need to do at this point is probably regroup with those on our engineering firm and our transportation committee to really get some of the information in front of us.
Well, there is one more point. The plan that I saw in their planning commission is specifically contingent upon the sewer being granted by Derry Township Municipal Authority. They don't get the sewer, this project doesn't go. Now, I've heard people say, well, if they don't get it here, they'll go get it at Middletown. I was involved with the Lytle Farms project for years when a guy was trying to develop that, and he can't because getting sewer out of Middletown requires you to dig under the Swatara Creek, and it's such an exorbitant expense. That's why it never happened, and that's why Lytle Farms still sat for 20 to 25 years. They're not going to get sewer out of Middletown. They don't get sewer out of DTMA. This project doesn't go. You want to save our roads, you have DTMA stop and don't give them the sewer. There's the solution.
That's not a solution. I mean, the DTMA is not here to say yes or no to plans. They're here to provide sewer. But I don't want to get in a debate, but this is super helpful, Jonathan. It really is.
I mean, it's what the problem is one way in and one way out, and particularly for anything going north and south, because that's how you get up to 80 and 81, is that.
Got it.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, John.
So, Rick, I think perhaps Mr. Christman, maybe you and Ms. Sundberg and HRG, the Transportation Committee, can try to figure out what facts there are and make a recommendation to the board. Mm-hmm.
At the very least, I think we need to establish our position.
Right.
Whether we can make a request or anything, I think we just need to establish our position.
Thank you. Mr. Weir, anything for you this evening?
Yes, a couple of things. Saturday, a week ago, we had 70 volunteers for our tree planting for this fall, and a lot of people to thank. We had Boy Scouts out there. Bob and Tom Clark did a great job preparing the site for us. We had high school groups, we had a couple church groups, Penn State Extension was there, and we planted 21 large trees and about 30 small shrubs to help us with the stormwater project. I'd also like to mention that we have not gotten our Tree Vitalize grant for the 2020 planting. The trees we planted Saturday a week ago were donated privately So we're looking at ways to try to make up the loss of not getting a tree vitalized grant. Thank you.
Thank you for that update. I just wanted to briefly mention that tomorrow is the next event for the Hershey Area All Things Diversity Series. And this topic is about understanding bodies and boundaries in the Me Too movement, presented by someone from the Pennsylvania Coalition Against Rape. And I heard today that it's really more about building affirming and safe workplaces. So this is something that you're interested in learning more about. There is still room to attend. You can go to the Hershey Area All Things Diversity Facebook page. There's a link to the Eventbrite link, and you can register. Free supper is provided, plus you'll get some great information from attending. It starts at 5:30, ends at 7:30, and that's tomorrow.
Matt, you're going to be leaving the Board of Supervisors in a relatively near future, and I got to tell you, I don't think your contribution to this township in terms of planting and the trees and the initiative that you took since you've been on the Board of Supervisors has really been adequately recognized. It's so important for us as we build our community. And we build out both in terms of infrastructure that we don't forget the trees and the foliage aspect of town, because it really, study after study shows that it really impacts on a community's psyche and mental health and well-being, as well as being ecologically sound. You've really outdone yourself throughout your entire tenure here in that regard. I just want to personally thank you before you leave the Board of Supervisors for such ardent attention to this. I mean, you've just been unbelievable in that regard. And I don't want to slight all the others that have been involved in this effort as well, but, you know, as a member of the Board of Supervisors, being at the forefront in this type of effort, for years and years to come, we're going to benefit from that as a society. So for what it's worth, this supervisor just really wants to thank you for that. And I think I speak on behalf of the rest of the board in that regard as well.
I want to thank you and Susan for coming out and helping us respond to us a few times.
Oh, yeah. I only saw him a whole twice.
Okay.
Just so everyone knows, it was not me, Susan. It was his wife, Susan. Yeah. I don't want to take credit for this. I pretty worked that day. So thank you. It was really well said, Mark. And we're not letting you go, Matt, because we're going to keep you on that Shade Tree Commission. So right. We can benefit from your expertise for a while longer. So thank you. Just anything this evening?
No.
Start with you, Chief. Anything? How's the No Shave November going?
I have my cheesy mustache going for this month. Nothing except just a continuation of yesterday's holiday. Just wanted to express a note of thanks to all the veterans in the room, on the board, the various departments in the township, especially in the police department where you have many veterans. Just a note of appreciation and thanks for your service.
Just a couple things, 69 calls for the month, and also we're wrapping up our fire prevention, and it looks like we're going to have about 4,000 people that we have talked to, whether students or adults, both in schools and commercial businesses. So it's been another successful year with our fire prevention message.
Wonderful, thank you. Bob, I saw some snow flurries today. I was probably a lot more excited than you were.
Just that. Right now we're in the full throw of leaf collection, and I would like to remind people the schedule doesn't always get followed completely. We can't. It's impossible to stay on schedule when the leaves are heavy like this. Plus with the holiday, it knocks us back, and we have some holidays coming up. It's like that every year. I just can assure you we will get your leaves. It just might not be on the day or the time that you're normally used to seeing the trucks there.
Do you know how long the leaf collection goes? Is it kind of till it's done?
It's in December, the first full week in December, I believe.
And is there anything that you'd recommend the public do to kind of help this effort?
Don't put sticks or any foreign materials in the piles. And the nicer the piles are lined windrowed out on the street, the easier it is to pick. If they're just in big piles and are all over the place and they're not neat, it requires more raking and handwork, and it just takes extra time, so. But like I say, even with that, this time of year, we will fall behind, and it's just the way it goes every year.
Thank you for all your hard work.
And please, please, a reminder to communities to make sure, if he can possibly, keep those leaves clear of the storm drains. You know, to the best of your ability. I know it's a sort of a losing battle, but it's really going to help out a great deal, and our folks are doing the best they can. But when the wind combines with the rain, it obviously gets washed to the storm grates. So if people in our community can be a little vigilant, it'll go a long way.
If I can add to that, there are, I forget the last time I looked, there's over 1,000 storm drains in the township. And for our department to be expected to keep every drain clear, we need to help with a resident. If there is a drain in front of your house, especially like we had a week ago with that heavy rain, even if the leaves aren't on the street and it is fairly clear, it's washing leaves from every way and debris, and they're all going to those drains. So we do ask the residents to help us with that.
And I will say, I personally observe the public service officers out there with shovels and rakes, mucking their way through knee-deep water to clean us as well. So I think a shout-out needs to go to them. They went above and beyond the call of duty these last couple of weeks.
This might be a good opportunity to get back out to the public that there is an adopt an inlet program out there. Get a little bit back on your stormwater fee. So, Bob, if you want to put that in the paper.
Not my decision.
Well, we can get it out on the website, I'm sure, just as a reminder to everybody.
Anything else, Bob?
That's it.
Okay, thanks. Laura, construction has started over at the library. You'll notice that the parking is a little different, but it's not terribly intrusive. So just want to be aware of that. I also want to thank Bob and Tom and all of Public Works for all they've done for us. We've had a fair number of weird building issues over the past few weeks. And none of them terrible, but all of them helpful because of Public Works. So I just want to give a big shout out to them. They make my life a lot easier. Okay. That's all. Thank you.
Cheryl, thank you. Nothing, thanks.
On November 2nd, we had our annual arts and crafts show at Hershey High School. We had over 3,500 individuals come to the show. Just another hugely successful event. And I want to thank the Derry Township School District for allowing us to use the school. Other than that, a week from tomorrow, we're anxiously awaiting the bids for the community center project.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Matt, anything?
Thanks.
Chuck, anything else this evening?
Sure. So earlier this evening, we had two hearings for only for short-term rentals. I booked for listing those on for action on the November 26th, which is your next meeting. I didn't see any objections or concerns with this. Yeah, unless there's some reason not to, I think we just put that's just a regular business item. Also, the Delta County Planning Commission reviewed our proposed comp plan amendment and zoning ordinance at their meeting on November 5th and unanimously voted to recommend that the Board of Supervisors adopt it. Likewise, our Township Planning Commission looked at that on November 5th and unanimously voted that the supervisors adopt it. This is scheduled for a public hearing in front of the Board of Supervisors on November 26th. I'm looking at listing that also for adoption at the December 3rd, 2019 meeting. Whether or not it gets adopted or not is up to the board, but I do need to put a listing in the newspaper, and with the holidays and with the compressed schedule of meetings. Just wanted to let you know at least what my intentions were.
What time did you want to start that hearing on the 26th?
That's a 5:30 start. That one's already been advertised.
It's probably already on the calendar. Thank you.
And actually, that evening, I believe we were starting the regular supervisors meeting at 7:30. So, to the audience, we'll be starting the regular meeting at 7:30 on the 26th.
Ms. Humphrey?
Just two things. One quick update on the Dauphin County Local Share Municipal Grant Program. The county in the fall typically schedules hearings with a certain set of applicants. both the township's police department and public works department radio replacement project and the fire department project, which were ranked as number one and two, were selected for interviews along with the Vista School, the Derry Township School District, and Siena's Creative Development. So tomorrow, Chief Warner and I will be attending the 30-minute hearing time to present that project. We're sharing the time slot with the fire department. Rodney's attending and the Vista School. We're not anticipating that we would hear any awards until February, March timeframe. Any questions on that? Okay. Other item is, as the Hershey Company wraps up the improvements that they're doing to 14 East 2 on the facade of that building, they're looking to do some environmental testing as part of their due diligence. The property in question is the grass area to the side of the theater. A portion of that is owned by the Hershey Company, a portion of it is owned by the township, and before the road was realigned, part of it is actually still PennDOT right-of-way that has not been vacated. The Hershey Company is looking to test the entire area. In doing so, they're coordinating directly with PennDOT, and we don't anticipate that there would need to be a township role, but in the event that the township would need to sign off on something, just wanted to make sure the board would be in concurrence with Chris signing those documents, HOP permit, or whatever the case might be. I'm not sure if you want a formal motion for that, or...
That sounds like something you would appreciate to do in your role. I don't know that we need a motion.
That's all. Thank you.
So just to be clear, they're drilling wells, small wells?
Test pits, correct.
Test pits.
Yeah, to get core samples. Mm-hmm.
How big are those?
I'm not sure. Matt might know.
Usually 4 to 6 inches.
Yeah, and so it doesn't involve a backhoe. It's just a board.
Right, and it sounds like most of the work will be occurring early morning, late at night, so that it's not, I don't get the sense that it's super loud, there's not a ton of residences in that area, but also so that it's not distracting for motorists and folks on Cocoa and Chaplet.
Is there any, just as a side issue, is there any efforts being made to vacate those rights of way so that someday when somebody goes to develop that park, that they're not there?
So my understanding, Matt and I talked about this a little bit, and Chuck as well, as we move forward with the park design, that typically PennDOT doesn't vacate the right-of-way until there's a reason to do so. So as we move forward with that park design, you know, there'll come a point where we can't put the project out to bid for construction until that's vacated. So it's not included in the scope at this point of the engineering and design work that will provide a set of construction drawings, but it's also not a huge cost on HRG's part to prepare the docks.
And how long a process is that vacation?
Usually at least 90 days.
Thanks.
Happier note, since it's only 3 weeks away, would you just share the change this year for the holiday celebration?
Absolutely.
That's important for folks to know.
Sure. So based on Santa's availability, we are shifting the date of the holiday celebration from Friday evening to Saturday afternoon. It's going to be held Saturday, December 7th from 2 to 6 p.m. Our hope is also that we'll be able to serve more families and community members as people might not be rushing home from work to try to feed their kids quick and go see Santa on a Friday night. So hopefully the change is good and well-received, and we should have signage up in the park this week, and we'll see something in the e-news this week to let people know. So, and of course, this event is really a collaborative effort with Parks and Recreation. So, very thankful to Matt and his department for their assistance as well.
And if I could say, having endured the wrath of the crowds when running out of hot cocoa, if somebody could please make sure we have ample supplies of hot cocoa, because
if that only happened once, we would have got that.
You do not want to incur the wrath of the crowds when you run out. You don't want to be on duty when that happens. So, Mark's still in council. I am. You know, so please do what you can.
Put it under.
Put in a word. Right.
Thank you, Mark. Mm-hmm. Chris, anything to see?
Nothing further. Thank you.
Do I have a motion to approve accounts payable $1,923,217.98 and payroll of $336,714?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Weir. I'll second that. All those in favor?
Aye.
That motion carries. And now time for our last session of visitor and public comments. Same rules apply. Please just give us your name and address and try to limit your comments to 3 minutes.
Go ahead, sir.
Go ahead. I like your shorts.
Fire company, I don't know if you want to say something about the Thanksgiving dinner, or isn't that supposed to be known? Get that out there, maybe you'll get that in the paper, even though it's not up to him.
It was in the news this past week, and it'll be in again, but this is the third annual, right? Third annual dinner, community's invited, and the volunteer firefighters put the whole thing together with all the fixings.
Right, yeah, it'll be hosted that Thanksgiving Day, 11 to 2 will be the serving time. All are welcome, no reservations are needed.
Thanks for bringing it up.
Thanks, Mike.
Just a quick, as you guys were talking about other things there with the potential development back in that alley, I suggest all of you take your car and drive through that alley and try to get out onto Chocolate Avenue. If I wasn't sitting up in my plumbing truck and could look over cars, making a left or right, I probably would have been T-boned many times in my career by now. So there's a lot to consider there with what's been involved traffic. And don't pick an afternoon when there's no cars. So when there's something in town and all the motels are parked full, you can't help but inch out and hope not to get T-boned to see if you can get out. So all those streets come out. By Rite Aid there's a bush. I've had many kids on bicycles almost ride in the side of my truck, kind of like the alley behind Chipotle, which is stupid as heck at the sidewalk there. No one stops and people walk into your car. So there's a lot of things there that just consider when you're looking at all that, please.
Thank you. Wayne, you're up.
Thank you. I only wanted to ask Rick.
Wayne, just give us your name and address.
Wayne Rivers, E15 Cypress Court. You said adopt an inlet?
Yeah.
What is that? I can send an email out to our 400 and some folks on cars just to...
It's a program by DTMA. They put it out.
So how do they do that? Go to the DTMA website and they can do that?
Yeah.
And they get $100 back?
I don't think it's $100.
Yeah.
It's
good holding you that. But
it's a small amount you get off on.
Right, yeah.
It's usually $5, $6 out for their house.
And they get a little plaque and they get that and the whole bit.
Well, actually, they are going to be putting plaques on those inlets.
Really?
We just heard that, 2 weeks ago. Yeah.
So is it part of the credit program?
Yeah.
Yes.
Because I think that's a good thing.
Yeah, I asked that specifically because, you know, Mark was talking about the officers down there with the knee-deep water. I was down the street from me on Cocoa Avenue, and it was that bad. It was almost up to my knees, and I sat there with an iron rake for about an hour.
Wow.
Dredging both sides of the street. Mm. It eventually went down. It was great.
You should adopt.
I'll send it.
It would be away from my house.
Thank you, Wayne.
Thanks, Wayne.
Thanks, Wayne.
Anyone else this evening?
Dennis Trout, 2010 Locust Lane. We've been a resident, my family there, for over 65 years. During that time, Little Town Road has been widened at least twice, making all the homes closer to the road and the traffic. Previous boards have brought up proposals for a bypass to Little Town Road, as I have reminded this board and previous boards of that issue before. Mr. Chris made some good comments, but it should not be the only option to further widen Middletown Road. You have the utilities along and very close to that road on the west side of the road. You have houses that are so close now, you're going to have expenses, and it's PennDOT is responsible for that road. Conversations need to be done with PennDOT, and I encourage this board to consider the other options that have been proposed in the past. One may be now defunct, and that was the one on the east side of Middletown Road, which, due to the developments and planned developments, including, I think, the areas that are now the future planning calls Campus West or whatever, are limiting that. But Fingers Elbow and the lands that are not in Derry Township, west of the Swatara, that remain undeveloped, Union Street, and the FedEx building are that development there is a great contributor now, and it would be even better to have them do traffic closer Union Street, Middletown Road. And I would encourage this board to work with PennDOT while it's not too late, and the area west of the Swatara Creek, yet undeveloped, would be perhaps less costly to the Pennsylvania taxpayers, considering the houses that will be destroyed or adversely impacted, utilities, including the electrical lines and the gas lines that are along Middletown Road, which will be adversely affected. PennDOT needs to be contacted on that, and we should be looking at other options than just Middletown Road paying the consequences for past boards' failure to follow through with their own proposals for a bypass. Thank you.
Anyone else have any comments this evening? I have a question. I don't know if anyone can hear me. Linda Edelman, 730 Whitetail Drive in Deer Run Commons. I live on Whitetail Drive, which is considered a private road. The HOA is responsible for snow removal. My question is there no way...
Okay, John.
Is there any way that the township, because we pay taxes, could at least, I know they're not going to take care of the driveways and the sidewalks, but at least come through and do the main road?
I'm going to actually defer to Mr. Emmerich on this one, because you're not the only one that lives in a development with an HOA, and I think it's probably very similar from different developments that have HOAs. So would you mind answering that
question? So this is a choice that developers have made over the years, something that our ordinance reluctantly allows, is the creation of private roads. So they're built to a different standard than our public road standard. And within an HOA, like you have, then you are responsible for the paving, for the snow removal. That's all wrapped into your
the fees.
Your fees, exactly. So there's not much that the township can do that would treat everybody fairly. In other words, this is the agreement that the developer made with the township and that the lot purchaser made with the developer or with the homeowners association.
Which development is Whitetail on?
Deer Run Commons. Deer Run, which is right down the road, they come through and do all of that. What I'm questioning is, I'm paying taxes, property taxes, and the HOA fees. I understand the walkways and the driveways, but could not the township, you know, considering that I'm paying taxes, at least come up through and do the street?
See, unfortunately, that would be like asking the township to plow any other private driveway, because that's really what the street is.
And I understand more and more these builders are doing that, and they don't tell you that when you move in.
Who does plow them? A private company.
They're changing it now, actually, to PALS, which does Deer Run.
Right, Deer Run. Right. They're a pretty good outfit, by the way. PALS. PALS is a pretty good outfit.
Yeah.
I mean, the only way to really approach it equitably, if the township was to do it, would be for the township to then someday charge. But whether it's this township or any other township, the township could choose to do that. It's not their road,
right.
But it's an issue that it's a lack of efficiency, right? Because the township's already out doing the road system, and then they stop there. So at some point, maybe the township's getting the habit of charging.
Well, and what about the taxes that I'm paying to?
Well, that's it. It's like Chuck said. It's a catch-22 because the developer chose to develop that land in such a way that the roads can't be dedicated to the township, so they can't be given to us because they don't fit our standards. And that's like you said, as a developer making that choice and not really knowing that residents in the future will buy those homes and not really understand it, but it's an injustice, it really is.
You may have already done this, Linda, but if you have, can go to your HOA board and, you know.
I am part of the HOA. I just thought I'd bring it up.
It's a great
question, and it affects a lot of people, so, thank you.
And again, they don't tell you that.
It's in the fine print somewhere, but you're right.
I'm sure it's a 300-page HOA book, I'm sure it's in there somewhere.
Right.
Thank you.
What was your last name?
I'd also like to give kudos to the library and the fire company. And am I correct in the information that I just learned that the fire company does so many calls for fires for dryer vents? Is that accurate?
We do. I couldn't give you the number right now, but I mean, we do calls for dryer vents, and the best thing there is prevention is to have them cleaned and serviced.
I just did that, but I had no idea.
We do a fair amount of dryer.
Linda, I apologize, but just so our stenographer can get it, could you please say your last name again and spell it and give us your address?
Edelman, Edelman, 730 Whitetail Drive.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Any other comments from the public this evening? Hearing none, do I have a motion to adjourn? By Mr. Moyer, second by Mr. Zamuda. All those in favor?
Aye.
Thank you very much for coming this evening. Have a great night.